Happy Friday, everybody. Welcome to your Rush Hour on this beautiful day here in this beautiful city. I've got Bernie Vince, I've got Greg Blord, I've got Timmy Pine. G'day, team. Welcome to a Friday. We're here till 5:30 and then Triple M's goes to the, what's that show?
No, you come up with it. No, you tell us. You're telling the story.
Triple M goes to Triple M football, Rucks football, big game tonight.
Who's playing?
It's the Huddle.
And what day is it?
It's Friday.
Friday Huddle. Tonight? Yes, that's the one.
Collingwood v Richmond. What a game that'll be.
What about how he buys time?
What else? And I've got Bernie Vince, he points to Greg, and I've got Greg Blewett, he points to me.
Yeah. It's been a great week, though. We've had a fantastic week.
It's been a great three years.
Big show coming your way. Yes, Greg.
We have a great time doing this show, don't we?
We love it. We love it.
But we love Fridays.
And the great KG always tells me.
Oh, here we go.
And I love KG.
Well, get your own words.
Why don't you say something?
If I hear privilege.
It's not a job, it's a privilege.
Oh, and it is.
Gone down that path again.
Yeah, but
and he tells us KG. That from the great KG Cunningham.
Oh,
I loved
really?
I rang him, baby. He didn't ring me back.
I reckon he's dropped off me. That's quite a text message for you.
Can you tell Jars to stop ringing?
Yeah, to piss off from KG.
You were down at Adelaide Oval today. Remember?
I was. Yes, showdown luncheon today. So called in there for a bit.
What's the vibe like?
Steak and then spoke for a bit.
Does anyone know who's going to win tomorrow?
No. Well, how are you going to pick it? That's what I was saying. How do you pick? How do you know what Port Adelaide's going to turn up? And how do you know what Adelaide's going to turn up? Because they've both been as poor as each other,
yes, sir,
and as good as each other at different times. So. I mean, I think I picked Port to win, but that's only because I feel like they got maybe more to play for with finals aspirations. I know Adelaide want to play finals too, but I don't think they will. If Port Adelaide are going to make it, they have to beat teams like this.
I don't know why.
Again, like last week, I didn't know why I picked Carlton, but I just wanted to.
Well, they'll be favourites, won't they? Port, no doubt about that, with the bookies. And next, we've got assistant coach Josh Carr, who is the showdown specialist.
He is too.
Jars.
Remarkable.
Is he 10 from 10?
Yes, he is.
10
he,
from
he
10.
He knows how to win
do that.
And he took down Mark Rusciuto as well, so he's coming up. Very, very soon.
Well, I don't think I'm going to talk. I'm not going to ask any questions here. Because I said he was going to be the next coach halfway through this year at Port Adelaide.
He actually did say to our producer, Bernie Vince better not be doing any, give me any questions.
Right. Well,
so you've upset
him. Well, I'll meet him down the Ramsgate for a beer then.
Oh. In the car park.
Josh Carr.
Yes.
We all know the controversy surrounding our next guest, Josh Carr, but we'll just refresh your memory.
Sorry, guys. Should turn it off, shouldn't we? Scotty likes it. I'm sure he's in the car going, where are you? Young mids, but they've got a lot to learn. Sorry, guys. Scooter, I'm just doing a press conference, mate. I'll be out of sec.
Please welcome to Triple M's Rush Hour, Port Adelaide midfield coach, Josh Carr.
Good afternoon, Josh. Thanks for your time on this Friday.
You guys stitched me up, haven't you?
No, not at all, Josh. I had nothing to do with that.
We don't stitch anyone.
Greg Blewett had nothing to do. Bernie Vince did, though.
Yeah, of course he did.
All good. Hey, thanks for your time, mate. Now, obviously, we know the importance for both clubs on tomorrow night, this showdown. What are we going to expect from Port Adelaide? Because they've both been inconsistent, and we know what the Adelaide Crows, well, they're inconsistent as well. So no one can tip a bloody winner tomorrow night. What can we expect from your boys?
It is a showdown, so I think you expect it to be fiery and really hard at the contest. And we were really disappointed with last week, albeit Collingwood were very good.
Yeah.
But you know, this week I'd expect us to come out with fire in the belly. Wouldn't matter who we're playing, but obviously being a showdown, it's important that we attack it the right way.
Josh, obviously it's all systems go for tomorrow, but after the good win against Brisbane, and then I'd imagine that last week would have just sat you back on your bums pretty quickly. How have the boys sort of fronted up this week? Did it knock them around much?
Well, I think we review the game the same and are consistent in each week, whether it's a win or a loss. But obviously, off the back of that game against Collingwood, there's no doubt we're disappointed with it. If we went over there and beat Collingwood, it would have been a super effort, but to lose the way we did was the disappointing part. So, yeah, we reviewed it. But we move on pretty quickly with important games, like this one versus the Crows.
And talk us through some of your ins. Obviously, the highlight is Travis Boak was the sub last week and played the last quarter and a bit. But how did he pull up and the rest of your ins?
Yeah, well, Boakie was fine after the game and got a few hits on his ribs and felt all right. So, yeah, he's ready to go. He's been itching to get back in the team and to help. And so he'll be important through the midfield. And then obviously Riley Bonner and Tom Cleary come into the team. Along with Jezza up front, Finlayson he's important to us. You know, obviously he can kick goals, and then he comes in as a ruck also, and showed last year how important he was around the stoppages.
What's been the messaging, mate? Because you know it's played above the shoulders, as we know, and you want your boys to stay engaged in the contest, give effort. It's about attitude. What's been Kenny's and the assistant coach's message to this playing group, knowing that you know you don't look, the Crows don't want to be Norton 3, so they're going to throw everything at you, and you guys, well, you win, you're still an opportunity to play some finals.
Yeah, well, first of all, I guess we've got to address the issue of you know the contested footy from last week.
Yeah.
You know, obviously it was minus 57 or 58, I think it was. So, you know, that's a pretty
damning,
pretty bad number to deal with. So that's the first thing. You got to get that right. You don't have to win it, but if you're keep it around the even, then it means you're in the game. So that's important. I think what you know with Adelaide is you know they're going to bring effort all the time. They're always in the game. Yeah. So we know that it's not going to be easy, but we think they're good enough to win.
What does anything else worry about you, Crows? And I say that respectfully. I mean, I was at the game last week and they played one quarter against Richmond, but they looked dynamite for that quarter and then they went missing for the other three. But is there anything that sort of worries you about the Crows?
Yeah, well, every team, I guess when you analyse it and you look at them, there's you know, definitely dangers. And you look at Adelaide's third quarter, was a pretty good quarter of footy. You know, like, they're number one in the competition for, you know, scoring from stoppage and percentage that they score from. So, you know, their stoppage numbers are really, really good. And, you know, they build their game really around that and get in their front half. So we're going to have to be, you know, mindful of that and be able to combat it and be good in and around the contest.
Mate, your record in showdowns is remarkable. 10 showdowns for 10 wins. Then you got bloody Chatty Corns in the corner, who's Mr. Passionate. Will we see some fireworks early? Because it'll be nice, sold out venue. You got the prison bars on, a big day for the football club. So no doubt there'll be a couple of grenades thrown early, Joshy.
Gee, you'd love that, wouldn't you?
I would love it, my friend.
It doesn't really happen too much these days. But you want the boys to attack it in the right way. You know, you want it to be fierce and fair. And you know, from our point of view, it's you know the play. It's in the players' hands, really, the way they attack the game, and it's up to them to go out there. And you know, it was pretty fiery last year before the game, with a few words. So, you just got to back it up. That's the important thing.
And from a personal point of view, Josh, you enjoying being back in Adelaide?
Love it. Yeah, absolutely love it. Love the footy club. Love living in Adelaide, and it's great. Great city for football and sport, and really enjoy my time.
Mate, thanks for your time, Joshy. Sleep well tonight, have a shardy or two, and then she's going to be on tomorrow at 7
shardy.
O'clock, Adelaide Oval.
Thanks, Charles.
See you, mate. Good man. There he is, Port Adelaide midfield coach Joshy Carr.
Is that what he drinks?
Oh,
is
I don't know. He'd be, right, he'd be a okay. West End man. Right, he'd be a red tin man. But Greg, it's so important for both clubs. It really is tomorrow night.
No, I agree. There's nothing like the showdowns. I mean, you've got the AFL Grand Final and then a close set. The prelims are great, but the showdowns are brilliant. So both teams will go at it. I thought Bernie was excellent that interview too. Great questions, Bernie.
Oh, he's down at a luncheon at Adelaide Oval.
Right, okay.
Getting three parts.
Yeah, nice one.
This is the Rush Hour with Jars and Bluey.
That's it. Triple M. You know what they say, if you don't have a good question, don't ask it. So I didn't have a good one, so I left it alone.
Okay. So you're changing roles. That's normally Jars doesn't ask any questions. So, no, you were good.
Why'd you whack Burn for?
And you're because where was his questions? He's the football guru.
Yeah, because I'm not anymore.
I thought it was a bit flat, to be honest.
I'm the cricketer, and I had to ask four questions in a row. You're just pointing at me going,
Josh, I don't think Josh is a fan of us. I don't think he likes coming on. Nah, he gave me.
Surely you played that audio to him that I said he'd be the next poor coach.
No, you didn't.
Oh, come on.
Well, Greg didn't want to get it on there. Anyway. Greg,
I'll tell you what I am a fan of, Dylan. There's a new podcast out.
Yes.
There's a new podcast out. So earlier in the week, I came in. We had a coffee downstairs.
Down at Freddy's. Canetto's.
Yes. Yeah. Beautiful coffee. Came up. You were here. I couldn't find Jars.
Right.
And I said, where's Jars? And they said, he's off doing a podcast.
What?
And it's called Local Legends.
He's just taking his glasses off and he's rubbing his eyes. So, this can't be good. What's it called?
Local Legends. So we're going to play some highlights. Just listen to what Jars calls it, by the way.
Is he self-nominated himself?
Oh, yeah. Didn't.
So, yeah, well, it'll self-explanatory. So
he's interviewed himself.
The podcast came out yesterday, so I had a bit of a listen.
No, Jars.
Now, I've just recorded some of the snippets from it. Take
Jars,
a listen.
Come on.
Yes, Local Legends. I'm your host, Johnny Kecko. Alongside me on hosting duties, Paddy Martin. Thanks for joining, Paddy.
G'day, Johnny. It's great to be here. We've got a huge name for the first episode of the year.
Yes, we do. He's alongside us. He's a AFL superstar, former AFL superstar, and also a current media personality in South Australia. I'm joined by Andrew Jarman. Good to have you on board, Andrew.
G'day, boys. Nice to be here for the Local Legends. Now, Johnny, I think I played my best footy in the 80s, but I had a great time in the sample back in the 80s.
Well, you did win a couple of McGarry medals during that time.
Johnny. So I look forward to it and I wish you all the best this year with your new show, Sporting Legends. I love that name. Nice to be here for the Local Legends. I was Barry Robert.
And you said off the top, you reckon you played your best footy through the 80s for North.
Yeah.
Obviously a McGarry in 87 and a flag that year.
Yeah.
Was that probably when you were at your peak?
I think 86, I thought I had a very good, consistent year. I said to my brother, look, you better put your roller skates on, son, because, you know, the big brother's going to get 3 votes. It is what it is, and he had to go off and do his own thing because he was at times under my shadow as Andrew Jarman's younger brother, Darren. So for me, I sleep well at night knowing that I could entertain. People come through the gates, Tony Modra entertained. You watch all the great characters. There's no characters left in the game. You know, we've had a great career. It's been,
What a finish! What a finish!
Shut up! I was helping the two lads out. Jeez, you didn't hear the whole story.
What about
the bits and pieces?
What about
the numbers? Make me sound like a bigot.
We're going to track those numbers of that podcast very closely.
I'm hearing global.
It's not global. What's the show called again?
What about Jars going, I love the name of the podcast, boys.
It's wrong.
Sporting Legends.
Wrong.
It's Local Legends.
What about he goes, there's no one bigger than myself and Tony Modra. Myself and Tony Modra, the characters of that game.
Local Legends, everyone.
Hey. I love that name too, Local Losers.
AutoCam, real-time video reporting, direct from your AutoMasters technician. 60 seconds on the clock. $1,000 up for grabs. 10 questions stand between you and the cash.
I need more cash.
It's the Rush Hour's $1,000 Minute.
G'day, Rob from Seaton. Welcome to a Friday edition of the Rush Hour.
Thanks, guys.
That's the boy. AFL team?
Bros.
What are you thinking, mate, tomorrow night?
Oh, look, they've not shown much so far this year. Just a couple of dead patches in games, which has cost us a little bit. But their best footy's good enough, but I think karma's going to hit us tomorrow night. We put them 0-3 last year. I reckon they put us 0-3 this year.
Mm. Okay. We just want to see some fight for 4 quarters of footy, Rob. That's all.
Yeah, we haven't had 4 quarters of footy all year, so I think it's tomorrow night.
Well, let's give away $1,000 to Rob from Seaton.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Let's play 4 quarters of the quiz.
Ben, well done. Well done.
Thanks, man.
Now, there's 60 seconds.
Hey, thank me.
There's 10 questions. No, I'm not going to do this because I got stitched up here. I reckon about 5:30 there's a highlight tapes coming on the show. Yeah.
No, if we've got new listeners, they need to know what the rules are with the quiz.
60 seconds, there's 10 questions.
We normally don't hear the highlights.
We will say, if you don't know the answer, just say pass, Rob, and we'll come back to it if we can within that 60 seconds. Tim Pines.
You predicting, how do you predict that stuff?
We'll always take your first answer.
Got him.
What a show. No one does this type of show. It's not a job, it's a privilege, Rob.
Shut up, KG.
Here we go. Are we ready, team? Good luck, Rob.
Reference KG again.
Here we go. Let's play, please.
Oh, God.
Who has won the most showdowns, Adelaide or Port?
Port.
What venue has hosted the most showdowns?
Football Park.
Who coached the Crows in Showdown 1?
Falcon Blight.
How many Showdown medals has Robbie Gray won?
5.
Who has kicked the most goals in Showdown history?
Taylor Walker.
How many times has Port Adelaide previously worn the prison bars in a Showdown?
1.
Who has coached the most Showdown wins? Mark Williams, Neil Craig or Ken Hinckley?
Neil Craig.
Who won last year's AFLW Showdown?
Crows.
Josh Carr played in 10 Showdowns for Port. How many of those were wins?
7.
Who was the last player to have more than 40 disposals in a Showdown?
Tom Brockley.
Oh, that's a great effort. How long? How long?
You still had about 8 seconds left.
Jeez, Rob. Absolutely.
Jeez, I know your footy.
That... A couple guesses there.
Yeah, but any concerns with any of the answers?
Yeah, the coaching one and the Josh Carr question.
Okay. Well, let's check. Timmy, let's check.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Correct.
You know, I'm giving a golf clap.
You know what?
Yeah, I am as well.
Yeah, that was brilliant. And he even picked the two that he got wrong.
That's right.
Yeah. He just knows his stuff. He knows himself. Rob. He's confident.
What's he picked up, Tim?
He's picked up the Oakbank Races Double Pass. There you go. Book at oakbankracingclub.com.au.
All right, Rob.
No worries.
Hey, all the best tomorrow night,
mate. Robbie.
Thanks very much. I'll be there.
Good
boy,
mate. Good boy, mate. Thanks for listening to me, mate, and playing. Okay, that was a wonderful performance on a Friday.
Take a breath.
Am I the whistler?
Are you whistling?
No, I don't whistle. No,
it must be him because he's trying to...
To fix the whistle, you don't stop breathing.
Oh, that's not right, Chompers?
That's not going to end well. Idea.
Is that right? Have you had your teeth done, Chompers? Yeah, sodas. I'll start calling you sodas.
Get the oxygen teeth.
Just stop breathing. See how long you can go.
Number 7, please, Greg.
Who has coached the most Showdown wins? Mark Williams, Neil Craig or Kenny Hinckley? Mark Williams.
Choco, super coach. And number 9, please, Greg.
Josh Carr played in 10 Showdowns. He was a perfect 10.
And we spoke to him earlier in the first hour of this show. Now, up next, we are going to nick off to...
Talk in the microphone,
and Byrne.
Just don't breathe in it.
And Byrne's going to tell a story...
Through your nose.
...isn't he? A situation that may have occurred many, many years ago with Port Adelaide.
A story I've never told anyone.
The vault has been opened.
I need to tell the family just to cleanse.
What are you doing with your hands, Greg?
Under the table too.
Hey. Now, Bernie, you've come in all dressed up. You got your chinos, you got your shirt on. You've been at a Showdown lunch.
I understand.
And little Birdie told me at that lunch, you just hooked a little story about a trade to Port Adelaide.
Yeah, I was, I don't know if I want to tell this story, but...
Well, too late.
Well, too late,
you can't
have to tell it now, do I?
Yeah.
I control myself.
Yeah,
I'll do
I understand that, but you've put yourself out there.
The reason that came up is because I spoke with Chris Dittmar. So going back, now no one's ever, I've never really even told friends about this almost. It was about 2011. Neil Craig had either just been sacked or just finished up or... was about to be. We're going not that
He would
great.
Have been sacked because every Crows coach
well,
has been sacked
by Malcolm
Blight.
In the end, he did, yeah. So it was about 6 weeks to go. I think Mark Bigley finished the year actually coaching. But at that stage, Port Adelaide were keen to chat to me about going there. Anyway, I was like, nah, I'm not catching up with them, not doing it. There's no way I'm playing for them. And I still thought this even when I get to the next bit of the story. Yeah. But... So Ditz was obviously, he's known the family for a long time since I was a wee boy. He used to come over to Stansbury and go fishing and crabbing and everything. So we obviously, he's good mates with Dad.
Yep.
So they, through Ditz, had contacted him to sort of contact me. And I know managers are involved. Justin Reed was my manager at the time, actually. And they said, right, I eventually come round to the point where Dad was like, just catch up with them. See what they got to say. Just
what
listen,
have you got
it can't
to lose?
Hurt. And I go, I don't... Imagine if I get seen catching up with bloody Port Adelaide, who's the arch rival who I hate. Imagine the stories that get out there.
Got to be a bunker somewhere in Adelaide, doesn't it?
Well, the bunker ended up being Ditz's house.
Ooh.
So they said, right, we'll meet at your house, but you can't be there, Ditz. So it was all like secret. It was actually quite funny.
Was there tunnels in Ditch's house?
Yeah, oh, yeah, there's
creek beds.
There's
wine?
A lot of
was
different
wine?
Shit there. Oh yeah, we cracked the wine open.
So who was there?
Nah, so there was Ditch left the left the premises, left his keys in the letterbox for whoever got there first. They actually got there first, so they'd let themselves in. And I'm like looking around out the front, like, right, Dad, now, go. No one's looking. Anyway, we got in, and all seriousness, there was Matthew Primus, Peter Rode, Justin Reed, my manager, and me and Dad. So we just sat down, and it was quite weird sitting down.
Did you contemplate or not?
I know it happens a lot with catching up with teams and trades, and that's how trades actually happen. But to catch up with the arch rival, was it just felt a bit weird. But anyway, we listened, and they spoke for a fair while. It was probably an hour and a bit.
Yeah.
Hour and a bit.
Yeah, so it would have been an hour,
And Matty Primus was coach at the time, wasn't he?
Yep, he was coaching at the time. So, and Peter Rode must have been their footy manager.
Yeah, he was, yep.
So, yeah, they were just saying like where they thought they'd see me in the team and they had their team up, and I just asked a few questions about it. It was actually about Robbie Gray and Travis Boak, and I was like, well, if these guys, he'd just been, it was around the time where Geelong caught up with him and there was talk he's going to go back home, and I was like, well, I'm not going to come to a club that's going to lose a couple of their best players and best young players anyway at that time.
And how much are you going to pay me?
Yeah, well, it got to that, yeah.
Did it?
Yeah, it got
more
to
than
like,
what the Crows were?
Yeah, more. I could have gone for more, definitely, yeah.
Wow.
And for like 4 years, ended up, I don't think, I'm trying to be honest here what I was thinking. Yeah. I don't think at any stage I thought I was going to go.
Mm. Right.
To be fair.
What about when you and Dad left, driving in the car, what was Dad's thoughts?
Yeah. Well, he just goes, shit, that's good money. I said, I don't know if I can be playing in front of tarps, Dad. Because that was about the time.
True. True, it
tarps
was.
Up and they were on crowds the and they were struggling a bit. But were Adelaide. Adelaide weren't going great either. But obviously the crowds were always better at Adelaide games. But so that was my...
You could have been a poor player.
I've never really told that story. Or
no, so thank you for that.
So you said thanks anyway, but not,
no,
I did. I was respectful. I said, oh, look... like, not going to come over.
So when did you let him know?
With Adelaide.
A couple of days later or?
No, it was probably a week, 10 days. They were pretty keen to find out. Yeah, but our season was still going.
Yeah. Oh.
So I'm not sure if you're allowed to do that.
No, you're not.
Back then. So they'll all get fined and sacked and probably banned for a couple of years.
Well, most of them are sacked. There's no one around.
That's why I checked.
Still there?
Yeah. I made sure they're all not working there anymore. Actually, Justin Reed's working for Adelaide now. So there you go. But
it's a good story,
that's
an
interesting one. That would have been.
Do you know the club song?
We're the pride of
Alberton.
top or something.
Yeah. We're here till 5:30, then we go off to the huddle, and then Triple M's rocking footy in what will be a fascinating game of footy tonight Collingwood and the Richmond Football Club. A few changes for the Richmond Footy Club. 80-odd thousand at the MCG, Burn.
Game of the round, this one. This is a cracker.
Yeah.
I know a few players out for Richmond, but beware of the player that can't get a game at Richmond. So they
like
get their opportunity too. Dustin Martin obviously out, but Hopper as well. But it's a big game. Collingwood, most informed team in the comp.
They've lost Mason Cox too, Collingwood.
Yeah.
He's out.
He's a big out too. He doesn't do a lot, Mason Cox. But he never gets outmarked.
But he's big.
He's
but
big.
Whenever Collingwood play at the moment, doesn't matter who they play, you just want to watch them.
Well said, Gregory. Mm-hmm. Well said. And just quickly, last night, the Western Bulldogs defeated the Lions by 14 points. How can you predict the Brisbane Lions? Everyone's raving on start of the year. They're going to be top two finishing, could win a flag.
Yep. I had them in the grand final, Juz.
Their
I thought they'd
forward
finish,
line are shite.
I thought they'd finish top two and they'd have a home prelim or home qualifying, win that home prelim, then they're in the grand final. Don't think they can win in Melbourne on grand final day.
They still might burn.
They might, but not with inconsistent crap like they served up last night and round one.
Terrible.
You can't be up and down like that if you're going to be a good team.
We know Geelong are Norton too as well, but we know they'll be there at the end of the season. So
do we know?
Of course we do.
Oh, I don't know, Greg.
All right, okay. You want to bet?
Nah.
Okay. Hey, well done to the medal winners last night at the Adelaide Oval where the Sacker gave out their awards. So best male player went to Ben Menenti.
Nice.
Who won the Neil Danzy medal.
He's a star, isn't he?
He's done really well his first year with the Sackers. And to SA Scorpions batter Courtney Webb, who won the McCauley medal for the best women's player for the year. So well done to them. Now, someone who was there was Travis Head. As well, and he's back in town, obviously. Yes, back from India. And take a listen to, well, not take a listen, but listen to Dead Set Legends tomorrow morning because he's going to be on, Trev Head. All right?
They've got Heady on, have they?
Apparently.
Hasn't he got his buck show? Trev?
Yeah, tomorrow night.
At the showdown?
So he'll be all right. Port, he'll be all right in the morning. So Sunday morning you won't get him.
Are you invited?
No. Neither's Bernie, but we're just going to crush
it. I'll be there.
We're just going
anyway.
So you're
going?
I'm going to fly back from Melbourne, yeah.
Oh, you got invited?
I thought all the big names did.
Did you get invited?
Well, you didn't get invited.
Craig did. He's just not telling you.
Tommy did. He's going as well.
He's nodding.
Is he? Timmy Pine's going.
All of Triple M's going, but you just. Okay.
And Greg.
Me.
Well, yeah.
And we're all looking forward to tomorrow night, boys. The showdown, number 53, Triple M rocking footy. 7 o'clock is the bounce. It's very hard to pick this one because both teams last week, very, very disappointing. Which way are you leaning, Byrne?
Jeez, I don't know. I was at the game, Port Adelaide game last week, and they did not fire a shot. No, they looked like a bottom team.
No effort.
A wooden spoon team.
No effort. Wasn't competitive.
They got beat up around the ball. Correct. They just looked uncompetitive. Yeah. So tough to pick them. And the Crows, again, they had a really good third quarter and a patch of the last quarter. But
you can't keep dwelling on that.
Yeah, you know, I'm done with the patches.
I'm
done with the.
You know, they've played two reasonable quarters of footy out of eight.
Yeah, no, I'm done with the be patient. I'm done with the good effort. I'm done with we played well for a period of time. Mm. It's time to get consistent, Adelaide. Mm. And until they get consistent, we're going to get inconsistent output like we have the last 2 weeks. So they should have won round one, doubt.
It's time to show some fight.
Yeah, and show fight, exactly. I haven't seen any. Pushing, not it's all about push and shove, but there's always a little bit in the argy bargy in the showdown. So stick up for your mate, put your head over the footy when it's your turn, and be proud of your performance. That's all I ask as an Adelaide supporter. Mm. And Port Adelaide the same. They need to respond. That was one of the worst performances I've seen since they probably lost that prelim to the Bulldogs here by 70 points or whatever it was. That reminded me of that game, just uncompetitive and had everything to play for and looked like they had nothing, or they played like they had nothing to play for.
I think Port Adelaide are mentally fragile, to be honest with you.
That you can break them down. If you're good around the footy, contested footy jars, you'll beat Port Adelaide.
Correct.
If you win contested ball and clearance against this team, you'll win. So Adelaide, that's all they should have written on the board. Win the hard ball, put your head over the footy, and we can beat this team up, even though they're probably on paper a better team, Port Adelaide. So, I mean,
is there some careers on the line tomorrow night?
For who?
The Adelaide Crows. No, I'm just throwing it out there. Opportunities.
Your career can be over with a click of a finger.
Yeah. What do you mean by that, Greg?
The wrong injury can end a career.
It's a brutal game, Greg. This is a brutal game.
Well, who do you mean? You obviously mean
careers on the line.
No, some of the players. Reputations are on the line.
Oh, reputations are, but that's not careers.
Mm.
But you are. This is the closest thing you'll get to a final. Sellout, 50,000, Saturday night. This is going to be a cracker. Both teams, as I said, need to respond. But you're right. Everyone's watching Jars. So reputations are on the line. And you don't want to be that player that has a bit of an iffy moment, do you, at any stage during a big
showdown?
And both
clubs have swung the axe.
Yeah, four changes each team.
Yep.
Darcy Fogarty, is that, how much will that upset the Crows?
Well, he's bloody important.
Been their most important forward.
Darcy Fogarty. Himmelberg comes out as well. You'd think if Fogarty was out, Himmelberg would stay in. But it's a bit bizarre, some of the selection stuff. Jordan Butts gets dropped last week, comes back
in. He's got a dicky shoulder out of form, so they bring him back in to probably take on Dixon. And Himmelberg, Greg, they were raving about his pre-season form.
Yep.
And then he played two quarters down back last week against who'd they play last week again?
Richmond.
Yeah. Sorry, apologies. And I thought he did okay. I thought, hang on.
He was all right.
He looked fairly comfortable back there. I will drop him.
Yeah.
He'll be devastated.
Yeah,
like,
he'll be
so disappointed.
You're always devastated when you get dropped. But he didn't have a great game though, Jars.
No, so, but he had mates.
And but who else? I don't know. You can argue.
I know.
And the other two for Port, Bernie, and I remember you coming back from Melbourne saying Georgiades and Fantasia didn't fire a shot.
Terrible,
so
mate.
They got dropped.
They actually had some moments that they would not want to see again.
Mm.
And I even threw Rioli into that. Probably give him another week because he had a good round one match. He kicked three, I think, in his first game. But, I mean, you could say a few of that. You could drop the whole team last week for Port Adelaide. Yeah. There was only probably two people that could put their hand up and say
so
they did
something.
So who
are we tipping? I don't know. I actually don't know.
I feel like I said Port Adelaide today for no reason other than I think they're probably a better team
on paper. Okay.
And a bit older, a bit more experienced. But do you pick a team on that? Probably not. That's just a gut feel.
And what Crows side will turn up tomorrow night?
Well, who knows?
That's right. I'm going with Port. Same reasons as Burn. I saw the Crows in person last week. And apart from that third quarter, there wasn't.
You said you were going to go home if you didn't have free food and free drinks. In your air-conditioned box.
In your air-conditioned with your Lululemon outfit.
You were lucky you were getting free wine and free beer.
For an upset, I think the Crows may respond in a classic showdown.
I think it's
going to be really tight.
It'll be close. Yeah. There'll be some argy-bargy.
You got a Crows, they're wounded. And if there's any pride and there's any respect for the jumper and each other, they'll come out.
What about Port Adelaide in their prison bar jumper, though? Well, if there's anything
again,
to play for there.
That's why it's tough.
They got to play for that, too. That's tradition right there.
Yeah, absolutely. So, anyway, I just hope it's a good spectacle.
That's right. I'm listening.
A great classic showdown.
Triple M rocks footy.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
Another week down. Where do they go? And next week's a short week.
Yes, it is.
And the week after.
Yeah.
It'll be Christmas before we know it.
Well, I've already started shopping.
I'll tell you what is Christmas, though.
Yeah.
These highlight tapes or low-light tapes. I think we've got to start calling these low-lights because they're all our mistakes.
Greg, you've had a good week.
I think we've had a bad week. Let's find out.
After another good week on the Rush Hour.
Matty from Meadows. G'day, Matty.
Yeah, g'day, lads.
Good. It's time for the highlight tapes.
What happened?
What are you saying?
I'm just flopping over with talent.
We play the $1,000 minute every single day at 4:30.
$1,000 to give away. We've got 10 questions. There's 60 seconds. Say pass and I'll take your first answer. 60 seconds, mate. There's $1,000 to win. There's 10 questions. We'll say pass. If you don't know, say pass. And we'll always take your first answer, mate, all right?
That went well.
60 seconds. There's $1,000. There's 10 questions. Say pass if you don't know the answer. And we'll always take your first answer. And if anyone's joining us for the first time, this is how we play the quiz.
So you'd think Jars would have got the hang of it by now.
Who won last night's game between Carlton and Geelong?
Carlton.
Just before we go to the scoreboard, question number one, he said Carlton.
Yep.
To be confirmed.
Yeah, because...
Because they wrote him yesterday.
This is an off-air chat,
No. Oh, is this off-air chat, is it?
Well, do you want to do it on air?
No, leave.
Because the questions were written yesterday. Well,
do you think TBC's a team there?
Yeah. Let's check.
Come on,
please.
Sort it out.
We're giving away $1,000 every time we play this game, my friend.
The Triple M legal department would like to make it clear that we are not giving away $1,000 every time we play this game and that anything Jar says should not be taken as fact but as an example of his bottom lip seizing up.
What's he picked up there, please, Molly?
Molly.
Molly! And it may not happen every day, but it's always a big moment when someone does win the $1,000 minute.
10 correct!
Oh! Lee from Farrell Alley!
And you'll never guess what the $1,000 minute winner won.
Congratulations, mate. Well played. Outstanding performance. Timmy, what's
Thank
he picked
Dan.
Up?
No, $1,000.
Let's move on. Last Friday, Burn shared an embarrassing story about an ex-teammate of his. But he just had to keep his identity a secret.
That reminded me of a certain player that I played with, the former number 18. I won't go into detail.
Good job, Burn. I think he's pretty anonymous.
Great former player, number 18, a wonderful player. Maybe Graeme Johncock.
Well, could be anyone. But yeah, we'll go with Stiffy. Anyway, just had a bit of an issue with getting to recovery on time the previous couple of weeks. And, you know, recovery is an important thing in footy, and it was, even though we're going back a few years. So this night we're out. Stiffy's headed off. We just thought we're all heading home. Stiffy's got a taxi to the footy club, West Lakes, right? We didn't know this till the next morning. So Vinny Del Bono, our head trainer, he's rocked up to, you know, get the Guernseys out, wash the Guernseys, get everything prepared, the ice ready. Anyway, Stiffy's asleep at the front door.
Don't worry, Stiffy. Your secret is safe with us. Moving on. We always get the big name guests on this show.
Please welcome to Triple M's Rush Hour, Sir James Brayshaw.
But while we guarantee we will have the big name guests, we can't guarantee we will always have all our big name hosts.
Where's Jars?
Well, Exactly.
Man. Yeah, that's
exactly.
A good question.
He's normally here. Well, he's normally one of the first here, isn't he?
He is. But
where's German?
Good,
so I thought he was made of better stuff.
He is. I think he is. I'm not sure.
Where's German?
You're going to have to exchange Andrew for Darren.
Oh, no.
He's not even prepared to front up.
German again. Round the body. That'll do. That will do. It's 2 out of 3.
Burns Facts is a very educational segment on this show, mainly because it educates us on how little the boys know.
Who is it? Married a very rich Australian at one stage, or got engaged to.
Oh. Yeah. James Packer.
Yes. James Packer, yeah.
And her name is Maria.
Mariah Carey.
Carey, that's it.
Well done, hair plugs.
Come on, hair plugs. Mariah Carey is arguably the biggest superstar on the planet, besides maybe
Robbie Margot and Delta.
And that's the highlight tapes for this week.
Iron Man 4x4, Woodville South.
Save it. Iron Man 4x4, Woodville South's birth.
Brilliant.
Oh, jeez. I need some days off. Triple M's Rush Hour.